testimonies and reports about what God has been helping us to do. I understand how religious mind plays. Already saying, oh yeah, so the pastor should go on and give all the glory to God. Well, that's none of your business. It's none of your business. You're not like some gateman for God who makes sure that glory is returned to him. You don't know my conversation with him. But seriously, I receive all those words with all humility. And I thank God for what he's doing through us, myself and Pastor Lucy, and all the leaders in this house. Please invite those who may be outside in. As you know, I get distracted very easily. You've seen that on Periscope, and I'm proud of it. But seriously, thank you for all those. Well, someone asked me, have you raised a biological son before? Because blah, 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 blah. I said, not just that I've raised a biological son who is a certain age. I think it was handed over to me at the most difficult time in the life of a child. Teenage years are very challenging. Baby, when you're a baby, is challenging for me. But when a person is 13, 14, it's tough because, and I've balanced that from girls and guys. So at the age of 14, this gentleman was brought to me, and that will be the start of me housing people. I was in transit. I was back and forth, almost leaving my brother's house, back and in and out, in and out. And few people who are still in the church had been gracious to me and allowed me to stay in their one-bed apartment or stuff like that. And I realized then I was going to move and start a life of faith, which is what I still do. So I didn't think I can afford the rent, but necessity is upon me now. So I rented a room after I had to leave whoever helped me out with the house at the time. If I tell you how, she will kill me after this service. So I realized that whenever this guy is with me, everything is fine. Whenever he has to go back home, then there are many things that he will get into. It's that time, critical. I want to share a word with you today, and I think it will help you, even though it's going to be very short because of time. And so he would stay with me and go back home, then eventually. I need the door clear, except if the persons there are ushers. I beg of you, the ushers should know this. If the person there is not an usher, cannot stand at the door. I'm sure you know this, guys. And so, what had happened was, I then said he's going to come live with me. And then, that was the beginning. And then they became two. So, of course, all the battles of a teenager, what they want to be, what they are in their head. So I started to train, if I may use the word train, or be the father to this young man who did not have the chance to meet his dad from the age of 14. I'm 14, and what is... As he grew and had to go to university, the challenges, of course, would then be his papers were not perfected, so we have to look for money. As we're paying lawyers, he's got to go to uni. Of course, student loan is not going to pay, or they won't pay. So it's all about whatever was going on in life. But, and I've had days that myself and Pastor Lucy have to sit down and say, okay, are we going to pay for Ife's startup or just pay for his own school fees? And we have to choose to pay his one. And Pastor Lucy would... Pastor Lucy would have to face the school. Because I don't know the impression people have about us. We've never had money, but we've always had access and the ability to sacrifice, and then good people who have faith. And so whatever has been said about me today, okay, for religious mind, I return the glory to God. I'm not sure I would take it, but, you know, God, I've done it. Religious people can go back home and sleep and continue their unproductive stuff. So now, so we have to do that with thought. And when I've been told about people living with me, I know I look stupid, but I'm actually not. In other words, I understand the consequences. And understanding consequences means that you choose, therefore, to suffer the consequence. But to be honest, we've never suffered anything. That's the truth of the case. So, but I just want to tell you that a young man taken out of a certain environment will not be victim of certain things, because it's the same brain. It's just the environment they are in. And God began to teach us that it does not matter what you preach. If you don't do it, it's still going to be a problem. So it doesn't mean that because the person is now with me, they didn't try to go this way. So I learned how to train a teenager, a young man who does not have a father. And who knows, because he's 14, who knows that you're not his father, meaning that he then has a free will to say, look, I'm walking away. I had to learn how to make that happen. How to fight, including how to curse as well, like Prince said. You didn't go through anything. You were putting us through stuff, bro. So when he was saying that, went through, I'm thinking, really? It's beautiful. So the guys were at my back actually counting out what he was putting us through. But anyway, it's beautiful. Now, this young man today, I'm proud to present to you. A young man who, and when he had gone wrong, had gone to the people that he had done wrong to, paid them, and prostrated and said, I'm sorry. And come back home to fight him or whatever we've got to do. And scream scriptures at him and all that. I can boldly say that by the permission of the Holy Spirit, this young man graduated with first class degree in computer engineering. Dari, please come quickly. Minister Dari. Be seated. I'll let him speak for himself, but because of your sacrifices, I never allowed him to work one day in uni, not one. Because that's not what I would want for my own, whatever you guys call biological. I don't even know why you call it that, but biological sons never allowed one day of work. And you know, adults in church, not now, before, they know how to complain about young people a lot. They know how to tell about young people's faults. They know those things. It's what they were born to do. But they don't know how to train them, or maybe they just don't care. So he didn't need to go through certain things because he didn't have to. And that's why we work with so many young people, because if they have to, actually, you just speak for yourself. Whatever you want to say, man.
Hold on. where can I start from? Well, since today is Father's Day, I would like to honor Reverend Dapo. And the reason why I mentioned Reverend Dapo was the first time I entered into SPAC, I saw a band and I saw a choir, and it was Reverend Dapo. So Reverend Dapo is the one that that sings with and I remember my first day in SPAC, and Pastor was like, I think my mom brought me, and it was she was like, pray for my son. And Pastor didn't pray. He was like, it will be fine. And I was well, it seemed like a very short word, but I won't lie to you, for the past 11 years being with him, I've always thought my life will be fine. It's like, no matter whatever happened, I mean, I've been through stuff as well. I just thought I will be fine. So that word has really, you know, carried me for a very long time. So thank you, sir. Yeah. Yes, first class. First class. It's all thanks to Pastor Toby. I won't even lie to you. I mean, everything is said, and Pastor Lucy as well. Everything Pastor has said is all true. I mean, Pastor's been in a situation where he had to pay for my accommodation for uni before paying for his house rent. And it's just a love from someone that is not your biological dad. And I'm so short of words, but it's like, my whole life is just for you, sir. It's wherever you want me to do. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
We jointly, of course, with Reverend Dapo, Pastor Lola, who extremely, extremely accommodating, myself and Pastor Lucy, and we know you're securing us, but we don't want to hear that. It makes me feel a demon has come. What's going on? So before my angels mistake you for a demon, those guys don't hear sorry or anything. They just slap. They don't care. They are, sorry, you know, they are specially built to deal with gang guys. But seriously, I want to do this so that you know where we stand. We've given you the best gift, the word, love, selflessness, and good education, meaning that from here, whatever you do with it is you. Whatever you become now is you. So our job was to carry you to this point and then drop you. They said, hold on. So that you can also carry other people. So what the Lord allowed us to do is not so that to cage you, it is so that to free you. So there are two different things. So myself and Pastor Lucy, we do not ask anything back, but that you also learn, make right decision, and carry others through life. That was our job. You're a good father. We're going to sing that, then I'll share the word. And I still have one or two people to bring to the stage. Quickly, just sing from where you are. Don't worry, the band is fine. Don't run down. Just sing it solo. It's fine. It's fine.
A thousand stories of what they
Let's say it together. You are perfect.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways.
Amen. Let me quickly share the word, and I will take one or two more testimonies as a good friend. I want to actually, let me just do that now. Why don't I? Roy, where's Mr. Roy? Please come. Come on, Roy. Now, guys, you've got to smile. Roy has not done this before, so don't intimidate him. And his son is here. His son is here. Do you want to come with daddy? Do you want to come? Do you want to come with daddy? He doesn't mind. He just said, yeah, come. Come on, Roy. Yeah, you can come with daddy. I just told him I'll make it easy for him. Roy Anthony Smith is a design decor. He has his own company. Was here for, I don't know if you remember when Kelly was going to sing last week. That's the most dramatic song anybody can have, right? Terrible though. Yeah, it just showed that it's not terrible. That means everything is smooth. But seriously, brought Roy and met Roy afterwards. And I love the way Roy feels. I love. So tell us about your life and how you feel, how you got to the church last Sunday and how you feel afterwards. As easy as it is for you. I'll make it easy. I promised you. Or should I hold it for you?
Yeah. Right. Well, is it on? I met Kelly when he was 14. He used to play football with my son, and he was sort of on and off, sort of homeless and bit of a little bit sort of a little hobo. But yeah, so he sort of came and lived with me for a while. I just sort of loved him from the day I sort of met him, really. He's like, my emotion towards Kelly is no different to my emotion with Freddie. So I promised Kelly that I was going to come to the church. The last time I was poorly, and I said last Sunday, no matter what, I'm coming to Spat Nation. Met Pastor Toby briefly last Sunday. Then Wednesday we met again, and I just feel that whatever way, shape or form I can help in with this whole Spat Nation thing, I'm in. And the other thing that was massive is I phoned Freddie at his mum's on the Monday, and I said, how do you feel today, son, like, after your first time at church? He went, it is sick, Dad. I think the main thing, my connection, is that what I see is like all, like the way that all the help that's going. And I think the reason I'm here is because we've suffered like murder in our family. And I remember like being so angry for two, three years, thinking like just angry with society, government, the police. But this is like the sign from Billy as well that we can take this legacy like as far as the skies can see. So that's it.
You will understand later as the story builds, because it becomes my job to introduce to you, thank you, the beginning of something, so that as Roy begins to open up more, you'll know what he was trying to say today. Are you ready for the word briefly this morning? So let me come down. Those who are upstairs, I hope you can still see me. Colossians chapter 1. No, I'm coming here. I'm not going to go there. Exactly, because they're thinking those who are downstairs were the ones that answered yes. Colossians chapter 1. Oh, 1. Oh, okay. In case you're wondering what 1 means, it's one of the house fellowship, one of the best. Colossians chapter 1, quickly. And again, congratulations, if you hold that for me. Congratulations to all the fathers. Yes, please. I know it's not easy to be a father. I know it's difficult. Even God, it's not easy for him. And that's the truth. And I've received a lot of pleasant messages as I sent pleasant messages out to some of your dads, your biological dad, the ones that I've got access to. I think I received the most beautiful message back. I mean, not back initially from Arthur's mom. Is Arthur in church today? Okay, you were first at Chelsea Abel, but he's here now. I said he went to Chelsea Abel for service. But the mom sent me an amazing message. And I've got good relationship with many of our parents. I want you to listen to what I'm about to share this morning, and it's going to be of immense help to you if you can listen just for 30 minutes. I want you not to miss 1 second of what I'm about to share, and I'll stay within the confines of scriptures, because I've always wondered. Yes, you can bring it. That would be nice. Thank you, guys. God bless you. I've always wondered why certain things just don't add up. I've always thought if a person has a life and something don't seem to add up, I want you to stay with me. Don't allow any distraction at this point. It doesn't matter. Colossians chapter 1. Thank you. It's about to show us something quickly. Have you got your sword on you? The Bible, you know, that's what I mean. Colossians chapter 1. Of course, we know how the Colossians started, especially when Paul got to the place where he began to pray for the church. He began to speak to the church about the things that are necessary for them to pray about. In other words, I understand that there are things in your life that will look as if is what you need. Now, there's a big difference between what you think you need and what you actually need. There's a big difference between what you would pray for, because I want you to listen carefully to this. The reason why you will pray for what you prayed for is the sermon I want to give in a short time. And that's why it will not be answered when you pray your prayer amiss, like James said. So Paul was the first one to introduce to us certain kinds of prayers. But it took to pray and get answer what is actually in the mind of God for us. The difference between a person who experiences the hand of God and the one who is now frustrated. I talked to one of the brothers, said, I've been through this Christian thing before and I'm into other things now. I'm a bit frustrated. I said, you were never in God's thing. You never experienced it. I didn't say you didn't experience religion. I didn't say you didn't practice religion. I said you never experienced God's stuff. You never did. And so Paul was the first one to tell us how to experience God, and he shared certain kind of prayers with us, but that's not my point this morning or afternoon. I want to go a bit further than that, and I'm going to go straight to what I have, or I think the Spirit of God has in mind for us. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. The Son is the image. Yes, ma'am.
The Son is the image of the invisible God.
The Son, that is Christ, is the image of the God that we cannot see. So the God that we cannot see, that was presented to us by religion, had to come in a certain image. Because if it doesn't come in that image, we still cannot relate with him. We will think he's just an invincible being. But the Bible says, yes, he is invincible. Please stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Stay, please. He's the image of the invincible God. God had to come so that you can relate with him. You can touch him. You can feel him. You can see him sleep. You can see him eat. The Son is the image. What does the Message Bible say? Quickly, if I have someone quick on this thing, then we can quickly go into this. Just time me 30 minutes and I'll be over. And I'll make a call just quickly this morning. Message Bible says, we look at this Son and see the God who we cannot see. Oh my God. We look at Jesus and the God that we cannot see. And then eventually, we're going to look further. Because in Ephesians chapter 3, when he has ascended on high, he gave gift unto men. I sat down with the guys from the man them, if you want to use that word. I sat down with them and said, in the hood, do you guys have mentorship at all? And I realized whatever you think you're practicing today, you have to follow somebody. You have to respond to somebody. You begin to act like somebody, and woe betides a generation that has no inspiration, because their expiration will be too quick. And so he said, the Son is the image. We look at this Son and see the God who cannot be seen. He cannot be seen. So someone said, well, if God exists, why cannot not see him? He can't be seen. But we look at this Son, and in every generation, the Son of God will have a representative. In every generation, or pardon me, let me rephrase that. That was wrong. To every generation, there will be a person who represents the Son as well. And that was why the Bible was clear to tell us that he went back. Ephesians chapter 3 says he went back. Most times when we're not relating or connecting with God the way we should, is because the one who he has put in our life, we did not connect to properly. And we were taught by religion to just seek Jesus, but that will not be consistent with scriptures. The Son who cannot be seen, we look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. Oh my God. It took a man who is in the image of the Son to tell me, please, what I want to share with you this morning is a bit technical. Please listen to me. I beg you. Because the reason why people don't listen is because we assume already in our mind where this is going. I was talking to one of our sisters. I mean, was talking to her in my mind. I've not told her, but she'll hear it now. She was asking me, so when will I sing my own music and win souls? I'm thinking this sister has been around for 8 years. She's hearing, but she's not listening. No, she's listening, but she's not hearing. She doesn't still know the word. That's why she's struggling, you see. She commits to what she's doing. If she's singing in the choir or ushering, she commits to it, but she has no faith in it. She thinks there's another way through. She has no faith. No faith, zero. So you wonder if there's struggle in this area, this area, this area. You know you can be committed to something without having faith in it. You just commit. You're there, number one, to be there, number last to go. But you're committed to it, but you're not connected because you're listening, but you don't hear. That it does not promote you by doing your thing. It's not your music. Your music is not needed at all. We look at this son and see God's original purpose. Somebody will come into your life in the image of that son and present your purpose to you. He can say, stand there and usher. In that purpose, everything is there. Don't just say, well, I'm going to commit to thee so that God can bless me with my thing. No, that's your thing. That's what he made you for. And that is your husband or your wife. And that is your business partner. And that is your progress. So I saw firsthand how a person can be truly committed to something for 10 years and God refuses to bless them because they don't believe in it. Did you hear me? Read on from the NIV, wherever you're reading from, quickly.
The Son is the image of the invisible God.
Yeah.
The firstborn over all creation.
He is the firstborn, meaning this guy is now going to be our chief mentor. He is the firstborn. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Please read on.
For in him all things were created.
For it is in the Son, Jesus. Please listen now. Everything was created. Yes, ma'am?
Things in heaven.
Everything that is in heaven right now where we cannot see, it was created in him. Uh-huh.
And on earth.
And on earth, yes.
Visible and invisible.
The things we see now. Please listen. And the things we cannot see, they were created in him, the Son. So when you hear a statement from me saying things like only God can lift a man, it is because it is in him that all things. Now, because if all things were created, they definitely belong to somebody. And he doesn't need all things because he is all things. But he needed to create all things for someone that is a bit inferior, so to speak. Are you really listening to me this morning? So he starts out the introduction of the Son. Are you with me upstairs now? He starts out the introduction of the Son telling us about things. Why? Because he knows when you come to this realm is governed by things. You will need things in order to fulfill purpose. You need money. You need good marriage, whatever it is. It is in him that all things were created, yes. Whether things that are visible and the things now that you cannot see, they are in him. Yes, ma'am.
Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities.
So you will get to a point in life that you know that this world is controlled by powers. Then, therefore, even thrones, even the ones that have become evil, they are created in him. Whether thrones or powers or even rulers. Is there anyone that needs the favor of a ruler? You didn't answer me, did you? The more we meet people who are prospering financially now, prospering, and I'll keep it at financial, the more you hear those stories, you just realize someone just opened the door. You know why that eludes you? I'll show you soon. Stay with me. Yes, ma'am, quickly.
All things have been created through him and for him.
All things have been created through him and they were created for him. So if I need those things, I just need to be for him. You didn't hear what I just said. What does it mean to be for him? Aligning with purpose. Because you go back to the verse we read before, because it said this son is the invisible image. Da, 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 da. Go back to that purpose one now quickly. Whoever is on this screen. No. Yeah, we look at this son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this son and see God's original purpose. Everything created. So the thrones, the powers, the rulers, the things. Someone say things. Because in church we're taught against things, right? But the unbelieving world knows how to use things to control people's mind. But the church said, forget the things. But the hypocrisy of the church is this: forget the things, but they then motivate you by asking you to come to heaven where you walk upon the street of things. And so you walk upon the street of gold, but forget the things. But the Bible says it was created for him and through him. Now jump ahead. Now let's go back to where Minister Faith was reading quickly.
He is before all things. And in him, all things hold together.
Okay. Please listen now. This is where it gets dicey. Read that again, please. And I will just stay on the shallow level because it's Sunday. But read that again.
He is before all things. And in him, all things hold together.
Yeah? Go on.
And he is the head of the body.
No, you didn't say that properly.
And he is the head of the body.
Okay. I've got a gist for you. He is the head of the body. What's the body again?
The church.
If you say you belong to Christ and you don't go to church, you are an occultist. Because and he is the head of the body. He is the head. But the church matter is not even my issue. Calm, Dami. Where is Pastor Dami's head? On his body, right? Anyone can identify where the head, where's your head? This is your head, right? You don't mind, Pastor Tolu, right? Please listen to me. No matter how young you think you are, I'm going to make this very down so that we can all understand. I read that scripture before, and I really feel like stopping any moment from now. And I think to myself, what does this mean? That he is the head of the body. Then the Holy Spirit asks me, like you've heard before, the husband is the head of the wife. According to scripture, so please, save me, I've got a family. Is the head. So I thought it's the position of being on top. So first thing first, being the head is not the position of being on top of the body. It is being in control of the body. But then the Holy Spirit says, read that scripture again. I said, he's the head of the body. He said, you still don't get the gist, do you? So you're so slow, it's unbelievable. It said, when you hear that he is the head of the body, what you people read is that is the skull of the body. It didn't say it's the skull, because this is the skull. This is your skull. And it's placed here. It said, when he said he's the head of the body, listen now, he's the brain. You see the brain, right? And I don't want to go into neuroscience or whatever that thing is. Come on, Kay. I know Sabiam. I can't go into it. You want to mess me up. But listen. This head carries. I know you're listening, bro. You can use your phone all you like, but I know you're looking for something. Praise God. You see, when you don't embrace the truth, lies become your friend. And there's only one thing lies can produce in your life: failure. So this is the skull, and in this skull is the most important thing when it comes to human activity. The brain is here. The brain passes information to the body. How does it pass information? What is his job? He interprets what the body just received. So listen, it is not the brain that passes out the message. The five senses is active in the visible world, but the brain interprets it in the invisible world. You didn't hear me. When we're reading a scripture about the invisible and the visible, I know this is Thursday, and Sunday. Oh my God. I will come here. So it is the activity of the five senses. They go to work. They talk to the brain. The brain says, scream. The brain says, this is pain. Oh my God. The brain says, this is heartbreak. And immediately the brain interprets it. This is the problem in life. However you feel, you have seen somebody react to heartbreak, it is stored in the kind of brain, the hardware you use, and you begin to behave in the way you saw on soap opera, in the way you heard Oprah Winfrey speak, the words you've heard, whatever your hardware consists of, you begin to behave in that way. So when he says he's the head of the body, and the body is the church, whatever happens here today, I take it. My head interprets it. I don't allow an American preacher to interpret it, because that would be the wrong brain. Mande Cabradoza. Today, before we leave this service, the Lord said to me there will be exchange of brains. Where you have embraced the wrong brain. Colossians chapter 2. I really feel pressed to stop. Colossians chapter 2. Sit down, Dami, Pastor. Colossians chapter 2. This is not even supposed to come from for now. They are disconnected. Verse 19, I think. We'll read that in TPT Message and Amplified. Verse 19, they have
They have lost connection.
They look. What is, does the man say? Say they are completely out of touch with the source, and this Christ is the head. And in that brain, listen now, everything you need for purpose was programmed into that brain, which is Christ, the head. You see, so we've changed the word head for brain now. So what happens when a person is now in sexual lust? The body is in activity, it's seen a video, it's seen this, it's seen that, it's seen this, it's seen that. Then it feeds the brain. The issue is, if the brain is fed with that thing, because sometimes we can't afford it, we can't avoid it. You're watching TV, something promiscuous, something negative, something dirty comes up. Then you take it, you feed the brain. If that brain is the one we're talking about, which is the head, which is Christ, what would happen is that brain would diffuse it, disconnect the power of it from sending the message of pleasure back to your cells. Oh my God. Someone said, just stop it. This is too much for Sunday. The moment the message of the brain gets to the spinal cord, the message gets simpler. Mande calibra. You see, you as cells in that body, you cannot receive a direct message from the brain. That's what the church taught you. That's why you're poor. These are cells. These are neurons, or what would you call it in neurons? I'm doing well. What they want to do is to receive message straight. You need the spinal cord. There's something in life they call backbone. You know when you first came into Spark Nation and your walk was wobbly and life wasn't good, it gave you a backbone. It gave you a spinal cord. That's why we come to church on a Sunday. That's why we come on a Thursday. As it receives from the brain, the message becomes simpler. As the message becomes simpler, the cells, the neurons, begin to receive it on a simpler. But you're trying to fuse into a power that is too big. Well, let me leave that now before they accuse me of something else. So now you see the brain. Please listen. So there are two brains now. When we start to pray, I want you to pray. You know, if you are meant to be a first class degree holder, how do you become that? You connect to the head, the original brain that has the original purpose. So what the devil does is, once we come to this world, he exchanges that brain. That's not by anything going to enchant on you. The community. So I realize what the head means. It still takes us around that cycle, but it ends up to the word. So there are words you've been told from childhood. There are things infused in you. There are brain that you carry around. When your five senses receives a message, it goes to that brain, the source of life. Or the other brain is the source of death. That brain interprets it and it tells your body, now this is pleasure. But the one who has that original brain, when the body receives, the five senses receives those words, it takes it to that brain. The brain says, this is not pleasure, this is sin. Okay. When the five senses receives a message and you take it to the original brain, the message the five senses received was pain and failure. But when you take it to the source of life, it says this is not failure, this is opportunity. And then you begin to walk by faith. And it is not until that brain passes the message back that you begin to live by faith. You know why you're struggling to live by faith? You are taking a message to the wrong brain. So you realize, I don't have time today. I would have told you what happens to the brain of a drunkard. Now there is a disconnect. So what the Lord wants to do in this service today is to break down the brain that we were programmed with. A gang guy is just programmed with a different brain now. There's a brain for depression, doubt, failure. Been connected to the wrong brain. Community created, because brains are words. Can I show you another thing the Lord showed me? In Genesis chapter 1, the word, the Bible says, and the word was without form or shape. Then God said, so the Spirit of the Lord was hovering, the brain. The word is the brain. Hovering now. Thinking. Hovering is thinking, is surveying. It's looking at that land. There's no doubt in this place. That when you hear BT speak, you cannot operate under doubt or not wanting excellence. It is until you go out and the other brain begins to creep in. But under this atmosphere, because it could be 1,000 of us here, the brain is hovering. Seeing the out of, why did your first marriage fail? And you're still here thinking you know everything. Why? Your brain has gone, my friend. Do you know when, you know what happens to people when they say, don't sleep, sister, don't sleep now. Do you know what happens when people say, I know I'm not where I should be? Change the brain. You see this brain, right? Called the word, called the head. Number one, it fits you perfectly into the body. Now, there are dysfunctional bodies where one hand is thin and another one is, it is not the sickness of the head. Power cannot pass to that hand. It is connected from the backbone. It's either a cell is too swollen, Mrs. Pastor Pride. You carry a swollen cell. And so the brain is pumping things. You, even as important as the heart is. They say, no, I don't need the spinal cord. I don't need anything. What I need is the brain. I just want God. God, you're all I need. God said, connect to the spinal. Feed into the body. So the body that will take the nation, that will change people's life, is a healthy body. That's why Jesus, God said, is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. So God sent me back after he's given me this word. He said, go and fix the body. Pray some pastors out. It doesn't matter how young they are. There is a swollen cell in them. And I cannot use an imperfect church to heal a sick world. The church cannot use the word brain to build. So I said, Lord, how would we have end time singers. I lie not in the Holy Spirit before Jesus comes, but there will be people that will sing in the choir and will outdo all the people you celebrate outside. But they've got to believe in what they're doing. Not my own music. You connect to the head through the spinal cord. So I realized that every time I failed in life, what God is trying to tell me is that you're not connected enough. Or those, the connection went out. 219, quickly.
They have lost connection with the head.
They used to have connection. Sister, please don't sleep. Please. This is serious word. Check on your neighbor and check, are you still here? Or are you dozing off under the word? Tell them if you're dozing off under the word, when altar time comes, better come and get born again. They used to have connection. Actually, let me show you how they lost connection. Have you got 10 more minutes for me? Go back to verse 18. See how they lost connection. Have you ever lost connection before you're speaking to someone? It first start going, hello, can you hear me? No, hello. Pam, pam, pshim, pshim. Do not let anyone quickly, Pastor Faith.
Do not let anyone.
You can remove this now. I'm going to make it hard to call quick.
Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify.
It's a light. See how they lost connection. It's not even fornication yet. But TK told us when anger is projected into somebody. Have I not been telling you this before TK said it? Now you see a sister getting angry in church saying, the pastor said, I said, go and watch her, she's fornicated. And if tears don't come, I taught you about tears before TK taught you. Say, check her. She's fornicating, you know. She's not angry at the church, she's angry at herself. There is nothing called, that only happens to me because I'm a woman. It's a brain you were programmed with, is different from the head. So now, if we really want to do this, if not that time will fail us, if we really want to do this, I've got to take you back to the beginning and see how God programmed Adam. How did Adam's brain change? Words. How was God projecting him to take over the whole world? He was giving him word every evening. So when you lost your fellowship time, this connection from the brain. Hello, can you hear me? How did it come? He said they are puffed up. A cell has swollen now. Blood is not able to flow into that hand. Say, brother, 5 years ago, you're going into your third marriage the same way you went into the two that failed. You've lost connection. For the third one to work, you regain the connection first. You're going into the fifth business now. Why did the other four fail? The same pride. So what had happened to that pride is it's now grown. So it gets worse every year, friends. When I make the altar call today, I expect hundreds of people to come for a change of brain. Because that's what the Lord showed me that he wants to do. To change. Reprogram. And that other brain never goes away. He said, go back to that one, they've lost connection. Let's finish it and I'll stop there. Quickly.
They have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow.
What more can I say? As God causes it to grow. Why is my body, my physical life not experiencing breakthrough. I've disconnected from the head. I've joined with another head. And that head can only produce death. And if you're here this afternoon and you're connected to the wrong head, I know how the spirit of stubbornness works. I know. I thought you were going to move it back. Is it too much? If it's too heavy, that's fine. I'll just walk with. A young man wasting his life out, and an older man also wasting his life out. And I know there are many people here this afternoon, you're connected to the wrong head. What you're looking for in religion is not there, it's actually in the head. The Lord said, pray this afternoon, thank you, the other way. Pray this afternoon for a change. So I realized that everything, I want all movement to stop. This guy started again. Listen, please, listen, listen. We now reach a threshold. From this point, those of you who know me know that there's a lot to say with what I just told you now, but I look at the time now, I'll leave it. I'll leave it because I feel there are sisters here who are connected to the wrong brain. Look at how good you are with mischievous stuff. Because that other brain also has got some wisdom in it, but the end of it is death. You're going to repeat the same thing again. God says, come for a change. And this has a lot to do with being connected to the body. It's not just like, well, you know, I love Jesus, but so I'm not about church at all. You know, as the end time comes, people say that thing a lot. But please, tell them this scripture. The Lord told me to tell you that the time for pretending is over in the life of many of you. And a day comes when you make up your mind and say, you know what? I'm going to the altar. How do you know this much in business? Someone says, Pastor Toby, how do you know this much in business? Because I connect to the head. And it is in that head that all things consist and exist. This world, wealth, is about to come to the church, but not with the brain you are using. It is with the creation brain. You know, if we had time to meet on Thursday, I would have thought you. There was a certain time they were reading genealogy. And they were saying, so, the son of this. And you will find some names missing. Never mind. But listen to me. When we're young, something keeps telling us, with the way you're going, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I'm 38 now. I'm going to be. I start meeting men who thought they would be fine, and now they are in their 40s, and something still tells them, you'll be fine. My friend, even if your brain is rumbecting, let's say you were programmed from, why do I keep thinking Becton is a low down area? It's not MPK brain. Nah. God has nothing to do with where you were born. Where's my Bible, guys? Please. This by itself, in itself, is a brain. This is the compendium of God's thought. It is not a religious book. That is why somebody can quote and talk from this, but you don't see the result of it in their lives. It's not a book that you open. I'm sure TK will tell you, when they want to come and beat you in your dream, If you like, you can open it and put it on your head. He will just say, we want to slap his head. They will remove the Bible. Then the devil will put it in his pocket and take it back. Oh, if a Bible reaches hell, no, Satan reads it. That's why I was able to quote it to the Lord. There are many people here this morning. Yes, you can come quiet. We're going to pray like we've never prayed before. Everything programmed in me. I see new brains. That's just what I see. One of your brothers looked at me the other day and said, you know what? Guys, those of you in front, you know why I can't preach for long on Sunday. If you stand in my shoes, you will know. You'll just see. This one. Don't worry. Can't. I understand. Please take your nap. Nap is important. But there are 100 plus people here. I want all movement to please stop. When we begin to worship the Lord, we're just going to worship. And I'm going to make a call from upstairs and downstairs. You've been far away from the Lord. There comes a time that nobody needs to encourage you to the Lord anymore. When even God says, I'm not going to keep talking to you about, oh, give your life to the Lord. Yo, it's choice now. But I'll tell you what God intends to do, he will not spend a day without doing it. It is men that it will change, not his purpose. But I perceive this afternoon that most of us, it was still within that frame of time. But there's something that it needs to change, not even just reprogram. It needs to, some of you are saying, the brain I come with is just too dead. Need a change. I need a change. The change is not first of all in your body. You're trying to change the body without changing the head. It's not going to work. It can't work. You want to change the results that you see in your life without changing what the brain is emitting. It's not going to work. Brother, you know what? Says, I've missed it in relationship, but this is the sister, or this is the brother I'm now going to be with. I said, If we're going to do this, let's really do it. You can't choose again with that brain. I'm sorry, there's got to be a separation first. Look. It can't be forced. You ask me for advice, right? There are many churches and they will play to your egg, whatever. But I'm just saying it's going to end up the same. It's going to be the same problem because it comes down from the same stream still. No spinal cord, nothing, disconnected from the head. What you're going to do this week again is say, what brain is this coming from? And it doesn't take him time to change it. He only accepts your tiredness. Tiredness means you're saying to yourself, that's very correct. I'm tired of the results I have. It doesn't matter how much you love Spark Nation right now. Eventually, you'll be frustrated if the result does not change. But what did not change is where the information... Remember, brain is information interpretation. He interprets it. So when the sister looked at you, your brain told you what was there, but it's the other brain, not the original one. So I realized every business that I will be involved in, everything I would do, ability to discern and see vision is programmed in the head. I need to hold my spinal cord. In case you're here this afternoon, in case You've never understood what people mean when they say, if you want to get born again, it just means come and connect to the brain, the head. It will change your way of thinking.